With the new year came the expiration of the contract between, well, for Katz and for their drivers. And now it's being talked about, the Amalgamated Transit Union members, those are your Katz bus drivers, your bus operators, may go on strike soon. I wanted to learn a little bit more about this, so I reached out to Councilwoman Lori White Adams to find out just how deep inside the whole story we can get. There was a board meeting last night. There were protesters at the board meeting. So, Lori, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great, Brian. Thanks so much for having me. And I was so pleased when you reached out about this issue, because I'll tell you, do you remember a couple of years ago when we had the Katz Investigative Committee and we were looking at the board members and the makeup of Katz, that the Metro Council last term?
Well, yeah, I remember. I remember the the drug accusations, and then the media getting in trouble for reporting the drug accusation. Like, all of it was just such a mess.
There was a lot going on. And so, interestingly enough, most people in the parish do not realize that Katz is not a political subdivision of the parish. It is a state-created entity, and the Metro Council's only involvement is appointing board members. That's the only thing we have the ability to do to make a difference.
Okay.
But we've put in some work. I've put in some work. Some other council people put in some work. And so I wanted to let you know and let the public know, we have recruited some great board members.
Mm-hmm.
If you'll remember, we used to read about, you know, problems with Katz audits. Those have been corrected.
Yes.
There was a story about the IRS coming in. There were taxes that haven't been paid. That has all been taken care of, and we had a $500,000 fine that had been levied, and we have negotiated our way out of that fine. So I just want to give a big round of applause and credit to the Katz board members who answered the call to serve, and they've done some great work. They've done some great work.
Yeah, they were stepping in some quicksand, to be sure.
It was very hard to recruit. People were like, you want me to serve on what?
Yeah, and public transit in Baton Rouge has never been the most popular thing. Amongst
Absolutely.
Those who don't use it. And there's such a divide in this town between, because no matter how they do it, it's not going to be convenient for everybody.
Absolutely. Well, and so, we were able to find some people who'd owned businesses, who had, you know, certain skills and talents that were exactly what the Katz organization needed for the moment. So a lot of things at Katz are going better than they have been in a long time.
Okay.
And so this bump in the road with the union right now, I just want people to know this is not related to previous things that have taken place.
Right, right.
I think this is an economic circumstance.
Okay.
I don't know what life is like for you when you go to the grocery store, Brian, but everybody else I talk to finds that prices are way higher.
Sure.
And so the buying power of a dollar is eroding, right? Mm-hmm. So that affects, I think, the bus drivers, and I think they are, the Metro Council is not at the table for these negotiations, right?
Right.
It's Katz management and the union. The Katz board isn't at the table. But I suspect that most people are really struggling to be able to afford the things that they have previously been able to afford. And so I imagine the union is going to the table to try and get more money for their bus drivers.
Okay. That being said, though, the way they are funded comes from the rest of us who are still struggling as well.
Absolutely. And that's the balancing act. Absolutely. So, if you go online and you look at the Katz financials, you'll see that Katz has been operating at a deficit. Not a massive deficit, but they've been operating at a deficit.
Mm-hmm.
So pre-COVID, Katz ridership was 200,000 riders a month.
That's
post-COVID,
down by almost half.
It's now rebounded to 120,000.
Right.
But I think we have to get realistic and realize it's not popping back up to that 200,000 number, right? Also, you know, the buying power of a dollar has decreased. So the tax revenue that Katz is getting, it's not going as far. And so I think the rub that we're seeing right now is what we're going to continue to see for in the years ahead. And that's that the revenue doesn't change.
Mm-hmm.
The expenses are increased. And in the individuals, whether that be the bus driver, you know, a mechanic working for Katz, or whether it be a taxpayer in Baton Rouge or East Baton Rouge Parish, we're all experiencing the same squeeze. And I think this is just the beginning of a lot of, you know, really tough conversations and unrest.
Yeah, and the tough conversation is that because Katz gets its revenue basically from two sources, right? Millages and fares. Is that?
Yeah, there's some federal grant dollars. There's some here and there, but overwhelmingly.
But not enough to make
a
discernible difference.
Yeah.
So when it comes down to the two, if you're losing, if you've lost over the last 5 years more than half, and now it's balancing back to be a little under half, of the fares,
right,
then it turns to the millages. And a lot of the millages, I mean, constant. We're tapped out to begin with.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. I mean, I think one of the things you'll see tonight in the Metro Council agenda is a roll forward proposal on some millages.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, certainly understand that you know, our firefighting entities, they're under pressure, right?
Yep.
They, you know, I'm sure the guys need and the ladies need more money. I'm sure the expenses for equipment cost more. But you know, your family budgets are not increasing, and there's increased pressure to purchase those everyday, you know, market basket of goods. Families can't make ends meet, just like I think some of these other entities can't make ends meet. And we just can't keep going back to the public like they're a credit card. People work very hard for their money.
Yeah, and we're seeing this on a number of different fronts. And Councilwoman Lori White Adams is our guest. I don't want to get too far away from cats, but we had Franz Borgharden in last hour, and we were talking about our need for a new jail. You know, and like,
it's significant.
The number of times we have gone to the polls to vote for things that we want, and now we need to go to the polls to vote for things that we need. We heard from, you know, Hiller Moore is going to be looking for more money.
Absolutely.
As well. It's unbelievably vital for his 19th JDC to get funded.
Absolutely.
It's like the number of things we need. We have all the things that we want already, and now we're at,
that's right.
I'm
remember reading about the juvenile detention facility and all the things that have happened there. Brian, you're so right. The needs. I had a gentleman talk to me last night about, you know, funds for drainage maintenance.
Oh,
I mean,
yes,
it's the needs are tremendous. We're in a point in the life of, I think, the city, the state, and really the country, where we've got to prioritize needs and wants are going to have to go on the back burner.
Okay, so that doesn't happen overnight. But CATS drivers are looking, or the union bus drivers are looking to strike if something doesn't happen soon. So what have you been hearing, what have you been learning along the way about the resolution of this particular grievance?
Well, what, you know, my understanding is that they're going to have to go to mediation. I think that there's a lot of optimism that mediation will be helpful, you know, that all the numbers will get laid out on the table and everybody will be able to see. Do I think that we all want, do I think the board and management and everybody wants for the CATS bus drivers to have a fair wage? Absolutely. But we have budgetary constraints. And
right.
So it's going to be a balancing act. But hopefully management and the union can work together to reach a good compromise and then bring that to the board and earn board approval. So, you know, certainly want people to realize they're valued, but you know, the dollars and cents are what they are.
Is there any way to read the tea leaves and see 102 members of this board or 102 members of this union have already voted to go on strike?
Right.
Is there any way to read the tea leaves to determine how much of that is the strike is going to happen versus the y'all need to get your new you-know-what together or else the strike is going to happen? Because there's a difference between those two things. One's a warning shot,
right?
You know, and the other is pitching right at your chin.
Absolutely. That depends on who you talk to. I think everybody's looking at different cups and different tea leaves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, certainly I think the union wants the, you know, management and the board to think they're very serious about it. Some of the people I've talked to, you know, think that once they get to the negotiating table with a mediator there, that people will see and understand and come around.
How much of this, and I know the council, Metro Council, has a good bit of separation except for appointing board members. How much of this can the Metro Council step in and talk to the board members about maybe some monumental change within the structure of CATS to where, you know, we have CATS, we have the routes that are out there. We have Lynx, which is basically like CATS's version of Uber.
Right.
How much is it? Yes.
Yeah. So we really have no authority to step in, but I can tell you from my conversation with board members, they are well aware, and I've got some data right here in front of me. They are taking a look at the routes, which routes have the highest ridership. Some routes have very little ridership. And so certainly, I believe, my understanding is CATS has already started to remove some bus stops that are not being used. And is evaluating routes, and you know, I think it's entirely possible that there are some of the routes that aren't well used that are going to go away. I mean, certainly, right? When you know, your buying power decreases, you have to do less and just do what you can do really, really well, right?
Yeah.
My understanding is the board understands that, and they're making good progress to tightening up the operations of the system to meet the revenue that they have coming in.
This question isn't for you as a Metro Council person, but you as a Baton Rouge resident, really. Is there any way to change the reputation or the way that CATS is viewed, to change up who the ridership is? Like, it's public transportation. I was just in, you were in Washington, D.C. last week as well. They've got the Metro.
Absolutely.
And I know we're not going to have a subway in Baton Rouge. I'm not pitching that at all. But those who are on the Metro, it doesn't match those who are on CATS. And are we always just going to be a vehicular society? Are we always just going to use our own cars to get from point A to point B? I don't see that shifting or pivoting in Baton Rouge.
I don't think you're going to see a quick change. I mean, look, just even sidewalks and people riding bikes, and that's taking a while. But I see more and more people walking and more people riding bikes. So, you know, I think we are becoming a multimodal society. It's just going to be slow here. But I think the key to it is figure out what CATS needs to do right now. How do you help the most people and be the most efficient and do it really, really well? That will improve the reputation, and then you can grow from there. But, you know, right now in the way things are in the economy, the way things are with CATS, you know, trying to add some specialty routes or something probably doesn't make sense.
Right.
Let's do our core business the best we can and then grow from there.
She is Metro Councilwoman Lori White Adams. That was a quick 12 minutes. Did that really happen?
I felt like it was about five.
Yeah. That was brief. All right. We got to get out of here, though. We do have Your Money Now coming up in about 30 seconds from right now. Councilwoman Adams, thank you so much for a couple minutes this morning.
Thank you, Brian.